due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman and this has been one crazy and exhausting week. And someone to corroborate this for me is just up north of me, Stat Boy Josh Henniger. Good evening, good morning. Do you even know what time it is?
What is time?
That good, huh? What?
Oh, hi.
That's the last time you let Steph. Don't sleep in the server room again, okay?
I just want to sleep somewhere where it's warm and comfy and I can be happy, damn it.
We're working on it.
I just want to be happy, damn it. Oh. Okay, too rail.
Good luck with that. Yeah. A little too on the nose, but... Speaking of cold and gloomy, let's take a peek in the Big Apple. Jason Block, how are you, sir?
Oh, that was because of the election results this past Tuesday. No, I'm just kidding.
It isn't that. It's
wrong
I'm
show.
Just kidding. No. But
red
I will
state,
say
blue
this
state's
though.
Dead state. You know that.
Yes, I know. Just kidding. But man, there have been teases for this Last Time Is Now tournament.
Yes. We've seen at least, what, three confirmed competitors? Four.
Let's see, we've got three matches confirmed, if I remember correctly.
Might be more.
Correct. And I will get to them momentarily because... Now, for those who don't know what this is a tournament for the match, last match of John Cena's career.
Yep.
Okay? And so we have in the SmackDown bracket, which is what I remember, the Jey Uso versus The Miz...
Yes.
And LA Knight versus a mystery competitor.
Yes, it is.
And almost in a rare moment of mischief, says, I'm keeping this one for next week.
Yeah.
So then Rusev is facing Damian Priest, and Sheamus is battling Shinsuke Nakamura. So we have eight left. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the start of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the big thing that, the big thing is the fact that CM Punk is now the world champion.
Hooray!
Okay. Yay!
Finally.
All right. And he is now, It was very interesting. So CM Punk is talking himself up, and then a wild Logan Paul appears.
Yay.
Right. And CM Punk goes into his traditional no. Punk, 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 punk.
Right, exactly. No. But then Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed attacked Logan Paul. And then CM Punk was saved by Logan Paul, and I'm like, wait a minute. Logan Paul face turn? Are you kidding me? What?
It wasn't, no. I was like, okay, enemy. This has got to be an enemy of my enemy thing because Logan Paul as a face does not compute.
Not yet, anyway. Right.
So then, yeah, they get thrown together. Yeah.
In the main, I believe it was a no contest, right?
Yep.
And then Breaker and Reed were beating up on both Punk and Uso when Logan Paul appears. Then all of a sudden, bam!
Mm-hmm.
Punches CM Punk in the mouth, but there was something very interesting.
Yep, he punched him in the face with the brass knucks.
Right, which he handed to Paul Heyman.
Yep.
As the show went off the air. Do you think Logan Paul is now part of The Vision?
This is a nice... much as I don't need Logan Paul on my television, I hate to say it, but one of the ways they got to keep The Vision heel is they got to get a heel in there.
Yep.
There's only so many things that Uncle Paul can say. And, you know, Bronson Reed can snarl all he wants and Breaker can break as many people as he wants, but he's getting a face pop with all that barking. So,
correct.
This might not be a bad idea.
And honestly, Logan, when I saw it on the phone call, remember, the esteemed Mr. Block and I went, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it did. It absolutely did.
Yes, it did.
Penta defeated Los Americanos, which is funny because you have a German and two Englishmen playing Mexicans.
C.
Dos.
Right. And then, of course, Roxanne and Raquel defeated Nikki and Vaquer. Kabuki Warriors defeated Bailey and Lyra. And then, of course, AJ Styles and Dragon Lee defeated Ben Balor and JD McDonagh. Now, again, we're all getting... We've got 3 weeks before Survivor Series. They got to plug something, don't they?
3 weeks is a. First of all, you've got 6 hours of quote unquote TV time between Netflix, CW, and USA to put all this together.
Yeah.
So we already know a few things are starting to fall into place because the motherfucking Tongans and the Wyatt Six, while not interacting with each other, are going to collide sooner than later.
Right.
And groups are slowly starting to form so that when we do start calling for war games, that there will be groups ready to actually do war.
Well, I mean, the Tongans and the Wyatt Six in a war games... Is that the most... That's the most logical, isn't it?
That is going to happen. That is already, you know... That is absolutely positively going to happen.
Yeah.
What about the women's side?
We're starting to see some stuff congeal together. Let me go ahead and spoil a little bit of SmackDown. Lash Legend has debuted again. And... alongside Nia Jax, so those two are going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
I could see those two, Julia, Kiana James, and somebody else.
Okay.
Or it could be just a 4-on-4, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, you could also have one with the Kabuki Warriors, Roxanne and Raquel versus Nikki, Stephanie, Bailey, and Lyra.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah.
Or then you could have two belts Chelsea in there too. Holy smoke!
Yeah.
She's so freaking over. Wow.
Yeah, she is.
I understand Julia's in trouble with somebody, but...
What happened there?
Not sure. I'm not... Plus the... plus the source doesn't seem very sourcey.
Who's the sourcey?
Let me look it up.
Because I know it wasn't SRS, but it wasn't Wikipedia.
Yeah. As per... No, that's not it. That's not it. Where is it? Because pretty much it's just saying everything that Julia posted overnight. Okay. She's going to tear it all apart.
Well, she's saying that he's upset that she lost the title in 90 seconds.
Yeah, I understand that. But
I can understand
that.
That
was the story, was it?
No, and to be honest, Julia wasn't really setting the world on fire, but that also could be a booking issue.
Yeah, because you booked her with space, so to speak, in Kiana James, because Kiana's just kind of,
she's just kind of there.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand Julia's English isn't perfect.
But better than some others.
Yeah. I mean, Asuka and Kairi get away with it very well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or...
Kairi?
Or introducing the mist to Charlotte and Alexa after the match between between Charlotte and Nia Jax. That was just straight up clowning.
Though, some of the other stuff though. I'm already liking Nia and Lash Legend. They can be bitches together.
Yes.
Right.
That looks like a good fit. You know, we'll see what goes through. And speaking of bitches, our new women's champion got to finally say what she'd probably been wanting to say since she got there.
I'm that bitch.
I'm that bitch, yes.
And
She looked pissed. She's like, okay. I mean, I enjoyed the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really did.
And it was interesting just that with the suddenness felt backstage with that segment with Cargill, B-Fab, and Meechan.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what the hell happened to you? And she's like, bitch, go away. And BFAP's like, bitch, no way. So they're going one on one next week. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
It should be fun, but you know what? Again, it's all part of the reshuffling due to injury. Tiffy's out for a while. Mm-hmm. Mr. Rollins is out for a while.
Right. Is Bianca still out because of her hand, or?
I think so.
Okay.
Bianca is out for a while.
Yeah, Naomi's on maternity leave.
Yeah, she just posted a baby bump picture this week.
Yay!
She's, what, 5 months long now, I believe?
5 months, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which means she'll be out until well into next year.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't expect her till next SummerSlam next year.
Minimum. Could be longer than that.
Okay. So yeah, it's gonna get tricky.
Yes.
It's going to get tricky. And it's not going to stop anytime soon, but, oh, and by the way, I don't know if you remember this week, But there was a big book release this week on Tuesday about AEW's first 5 years.
Yes, I heard about this.
It is written by it's called This Book Is All Elite, the inside story of All Elite Wrestling. And it is written by one of the best wrestling historians in the business, Keith Elliott Greenberg. Okay. And there are, you know, never before seen photos and stories about the first 5 years of AEW. By the way, for those who don't know, Keith Elliott Greenberg has written a ton of... Wow, that's the only book that you have there. But I know has he written more books? I know he's written more books than that. But, okay. But yeah, that's out this week. And of course, next week, we have Blood and Guts, the two matches. It's pretty much that's what's going to be the card for next week.
Yep.
And it's going to run 2.5 hours.
I was going to say, it's a 60-minute Iron Man match with Jon Moxley and Darby Allin. First one to bleed out loses?
Yeah, pretty much. There's three matches on the card.
Yes, and I have them in front of me as well.
Go for it.
Because we have, of course, the Death Riders, which would be Mox, Claudio, Pac, Wheeler, Yuta, and Danny Garcia facing off against the Conglomeration, Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly, and Darby Allin. And then on the women's side, Mercedes Moné, she's not the fill-in, Megan Bain, Marina Shafir, and the Triangle of Madness, Tekla, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue, facing off against Chris Statlander, Tony Storm, Willow Nightingale, Mina Shirakawa, who is a fill-in because of, Penelope Ford's UCL injury. Okay. Jamie Hayter and Harley Cameron.
And it's interesting that the women's is 6 and the men's are 5.
Yeah. And then AEW World Champ, Heyman Adam Page, is facing off against Powerhouse Hobbs in a False Count Anywhere match.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And then also, the other big news in AEW-ish news, we finally have the retirement match for Hiroshi Tanahashi set.
Okay.
Because today, at New Japan's Road to Anyo, Anyo's own Kazuchika Okada shows up and challenges Tanahashi for a match at Wrestle Kingdom 20 coming up here on January 4th. That is the finals, the end of the road.
And do we have anything else? Well, speaking of Wrestle Kingdom 20.
Yes, we do have at least one other match announced.
We have four.
We're already up to three more. Nice. Because we have Evil facing off against Aaron Wolf, who is a judoka from Japan, who won the gold medal in 2020.
Cool.
And then for the IWGP Women's and Strong Women's Championship, Saya Kamatani facing off against Sayuri. And then another AEW-ish crossover, Konosuke Takeshita faces off against Yota Tsuji for a winner-takes-all match for the IWGP World Heavyweight title and Global Heavyweight title. So, I fully expect there... actually, I don't know what to expect there. Good lord.
Don't they have a couple of days, usually? Isn't it a two-day affair?
2 to 3, yes. Wrestle Kingdom 20, and then usually it will be If it is a two-nighter, then yes, it will be 4th and 5th. But if not, it'll be New Year's Dash the day after, either way.
Right, exactly. And, again, well, Tanahashi versus Okada, that's basically, isn't that like a Cena-AJ style sort of thing?
Yeah, they've been essentially fighting forever until, you know, Okada left. So mm-hmm. he could go hang out with his friends in America.
And, I mean, if they really want to push the AEW-New Japan relationship, Takeshita should win. But I don't think he's going to.
I don't think
so. I'm not sure. Because I think New Japan wants to focus... If am I right? Because you're more of a Japanese wrestling
person. I'm the most Japanese wrestling fan of any of us here. That isn't saying much.
Right. Do you? I'm thinking that they want to focus on Japanese stars.
Yes.
Also?
Yes. At this point, that is pretty much right on the nose.
Okay.
They want to focus on homegrown people because right now they desperately need it. Yeah, they've been struggling for a while.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's interesting, but, isn't TNA heading somewhere pay-per-view wise or anything?
Sure. Moment. Be? That news not a surprise, but
that's not what I'm looking. Looking here.
Turning Point coming up this coming or Friday, November 14th.
Oh. Turning Point. Yeah, that's the. Oh yeah, that's the next to the last event of the year, actually. Yeah,
or the next last major event. They still have tapings coming.
They don't, but they don't even have a schedule. Like, they don't even have matches.
Oh, they don't have matches announced, but they do have. They do have more Impacts coming. Final Resolution's on December 5th, and yeah. And they have nothing. Oh God!
Right, and the WWE and the WWE PLE schedule. We have
Survivor Series coming up here on the 29th. Was it the 29th? 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, 3 weeks from today. Yes.
And then 2 weeks after that is going to be Saturday night's main event, John Cena's last match.
Right, and the one in there is the last NXT paper PLE 2025. Right. And I'm just trying to see something here because Christmas this year happens to be on a Thursday. So I'm guessing looking at it here. Right. Looking at the, what do you think gets taped in December after that? From a paper, I'm guessing the Raw set next two Raws are taped. Would you say? I don't know what would be the schedule at that point.
They might tape a couple of SmackDowns, but I don't see them taping Raw.
Let me take a look here. They're taping for Thanksgiving. Nope, that SmackDown is live. Yeah, November 28th SmackDown is probably going to be a dual. Oh wait, no, 28th SmackDown. I wish.
Let's look at WWE tickets here.
Yeah. Because, the 28th must be taped. So, because of Survivor Series the next night, because I don't see tickets available anywhere.
Well, okay, I'm looking.
Unless they're doing a double taping on the 21st, which is very plausible.
Did somebody come in? Weird. Okay. No, because I'm looking, and the only... let's see. 24th is live. No, I don't see. Monday the 8th is live. SmackDown on the 19th is live. But the 26th is not.
So double
the 29th.
Well, isn't that because that's coming up on Rumble weekend and they've got a 18-hour flight?
No, December of 19th.
December 19th. The one in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh, okay. I thought
you somehow got to January.
Nope.
Okay.
So, December 26th. The only thing that's going on is the live holiday tour in Baltimore. So, yeah, that's a double taping for sure on December 19th. Yeah, they will be doing a holiday tour in... there will be some tours in Florida, some tours in the Northeast. Rochester, Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Okay.
Right, exactly. And most of January is Europe. Okay.
Yep. After January 5th Raw, they travel off to Leipzig, to Berlin, Glasgow, Copenhagen, Dusseldorf, Mannheim, and then so on and so forth, all the way to they do come back for or at least state or countryside on January 23rd for SmackDown and Saturday night's main event in January and Montreal. Then they finally get back to the States for February. Which means, once again, the January 23rd episode will be a double taping for SmackDown.
Okay.
Now, there was the third quarter numbers this week.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. And
holy!
What?
I'm just taking a look at the quick numbers. I'm gonna get in here deeper as well.
Well, no, because I want to talk about Nick Khan and prices.
Yeah.
Okay. Google is just being a little bit of a pain in the butt instantly.
It's good at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Nick Khan said, and I quote, capacity, and this was during the conference call, capacity continues to be very high. We've increased prices appropriately with the marketplace. That's for the PLEs, Raw, SmackDown, SNME, Saturday Night's Main Event, and every other ticketed program the WWE has. We remain bullish on it. A couple of years ago, when TKO was put up, one of the first things we collectively did was reduce non-televised live events, which created more scarcity in the marketplace for our televised events. And our continued international expansion only furthers that. And he goes, interpretation from Clutch Newsletter. In other words, WWE wants their events to feel more special due to the scarcity of them. Having events overseas, like WrestleMania 43 to Saudi Arabia, creates more scarcity in the United States, which is a good thing in terms of our overall gauge. Okay.
This here is bullshit. Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
And I'm just trying to see that I'm just trying to see if there's anything more that he said, but fuck that. I have one more thing. I'll get there in a second. I'm sorry. He says, so even in January, you'll see us on a European tour for Raw and SmackDown leading to Royal Rumble, which takes place in Saudi Arabia. Tickets are already on fire for that event and creates more scarcity in the U.S., which is a good thing in terms of our overall gates. So, in other words, WWE is going to become is interesting. It's more of a TV product, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right on the nose.
No, and I understand it. That doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah.
One of the few things Vince got right is that his audience is families. And families cannot afford to pay $2,000 to go to a TV taping or pay $500 and barely be able to see anything.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that AEW gets right.
Yes.
Because affordability is still very much there.
Because, again, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, you know, a lot of people are going to stay home and watch it on TV because nobody's going to, you know, the a lot of the typical fans. I'm not talking about the whales, like Trinidad Tobago guy or Smiley Face guy.
Or in years past, Rick Ockberger.
Who I've only seen once. I've actually seen him once recently, but...
Yeah, he's also been seen in AEW, too, which feels a little weird.
It does, but you know what? If the tickets are in his budget,
mm-hmm.
do it. And that should be sending a message, but they're not interested in the super fans. They're interested in the whales. And that's great. But I don't think it's sustainable.
Yeah. I mean, we're already seeing that happening to some degree with UFC. Let's go look at the numbers.
Okay.
Because I'm taking a look here via Yahoo Finance. It's from TKO themselves. Revenue in total is $1.12 billion. That's
great. I'll be back in a second. Keep talking.
UFC's revenue, though, isn't doing so well. $325 million, which sounds impressive, but it's down 8% year over year.
Right. And that's because it's gotten too expensive.
Yes. And even worse is their adjusted EBITDA, which is down 15% year over year.
Right. So,
or earnings it's gotten before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization. Yeah.
So, it's gotten too expensive. So, only celebrities and rich folk can go to the shows.
Yeah.
And right now, they don't have anybody that's there to me. Then again, I don't watch a lot of UFC. I'm not interested in UFC.
Yeah.
There's nobody that shows up on any of the UFC ads that I'm saying, cool, I want to see him fight.
Yeah. Because they don't have any personalities. They just have a bunch of the same old bullshit. However,
so it may as well just be... Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
It may as well be hot human cockfighting.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is.
And that's why I'm not interested in it.
Yeah, as for WWE...
You don't have any stars anymore.
Yeah, that is correct.
They well, that's what I just power. Said, Jay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
As for WWE, though, their revenues are at $402 million, which is an increase of 23% year over year.
That's because the ticket prices have gone up over 50%.
Yes. Which means, yes, it is right now an improvement, but is it going to be sustainable? Probably not. As for IMG, which is their sports and culture company, specializes in rights data, digital partnerships, events, and all that jazz, is down wildly, $337 million, down 59% year over year. Which means WWE right now is buoying the company.
Right.
And the moment that ends, shit's gonna go real bad real quick. The question is,
we all know that.
Yeah,
we know that big time.
The question is, when and what'll happen after? Will we see ultimately a giant
right now, remember, if you look at the built-in events for 2026, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we know? I mean, let's go to WrestleText for a second, right? I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
Because tickets are on sale for, I'm sorry, for WrestleMania at 42, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see if this the demand here, WrestleNomics, let's see.
But have we even gotten to the formal on sale yet?
Yeah. We have.
Okay, I thought we were still in the register for a chance to be in the pre-sale phase.
No, they're on sale now.
Okay.
I actually want to see if there are Survivor Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try
mm-hmm.
this on for size. Okay. The setup is for 35.2. Tickets distributed 32.314.
Dang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is sold already. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to see if I can search, you know, see if they have the, if we have a WrestleMania sales. If I want to see 2025. No, they don't have anything for new. Let's see. WrestleMania sales. Sales 2026. 2-day combo tickets have. Oh, okay. And individual tickets actually go on sale this coming Friday, the 14th.
That's what I was asking. I didn't think the formal on sale had been on. Just the pre-registered for nights 1 through 4 of a buy one get one event. Thank you, Punk.
that was so nasty, but true.
It's only nasty because it was true.
But the thing is as I said, the major events are locked in. Riyadh in January, Montreal in February, March is WrestleMania. I mean, March and April is April is WrestleMania. Then you've got U.S. Bank, Money in the Bank, which is a 2-night event now, right? Or is that SummerSlam?
Yeah,
SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. That's the SummerSlam as a 2-night event.
Right, and I can't afford to go, even though it's only 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Much as I want to go.
And by the way, according to Las Vegas Sports Viz, guess how much the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority are paying WWE to bring in WrestleMania?
How much?
$6 million.
That's it?
In site fees, just to use the stadium. You know what I'm saying?
$6 million is chump change.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Stephanie Vaquer appeared at the New York Rangers game. I'm looking at it right now. And at the St. John's basketball game this weekend. Yeah, they gave her a La Primera jersey.
Nice.
So, and as you are correct, Lash Legend is officially now on SmackDown. Go ahead.
Now I was going to say, going back to the stadium thing, $6 million just to use the place
yep.
is nothing. They're paying $6 billion? Then I would shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that WWE is going to make that, has already made that back in spades. Nothing. Tell me how much Riyadh season is paying WWE to do Mania.
Rumors is almost $250 million, the rumors. You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is. But the fact that all their money is getting thrown around and they're making it back before they even start the ticket sales. You know, give your audience give the audience what we want. Being able to actually afford to go to your shows.
Yeah.
That's why that is the one thing I will give AEW. They're affordable. Somewhat.
Yeah, let's take a look, see here what Full Gear is. Because Full Gear is coming up in 2 weeks from when we're
talking. Go for it. Right now. See, this is, I love when we revisit this occasionally. I really do.
Right now, there we do this about
what? Every other week?
Yeah. There are third row tickets available, or no, a second row ticket available right now, as in you'd be on camera pretty much all night. $738
for a pay-per-view?
Yes.
Deal.
$738, you're up in the second row. Front row, if you want to do resale, then yeah, it gets a lot more expensive, but that's because people are trying to sell off their tickets.
Right.
If you're wanting to do third row, it's down to $566. And say, for example, the seat I would want, which is lower bowl, a few rows up, it's $350 if you want to be on camera. If you don't want to be on camera and just want to go, hi, I just like watching, you can find a ticket, say, for example, in... Let's see if I can scroll this back up here a little bit. If I just want to go in and say hi, I can go get a ticket for $100 and get in the door.
Yeah.
Under $100 safely. Hell, see, there's still a ticket available in there for $40 flat. In the upper bowl.
Yeah. And nowadays, $40 doesn't get you in the door for anything WWE.
Yeah. Because let me take a look to see how much it is for the absolute cheapest tickets on WWE Shop. Say, for example, the double taping coming up in Grand Rapids on December 19th. In order for me to get in the door, the cheapest ticket is almost $70.
Okay, so
still not bad.
$68.90.
That's not bad.
For but SmackDown? I used to be able.
Yeah.
For
SmackDown, that's not bad, really.
Yeah, let me see if I can compare that to Saturday Night's main event. Oh boy. Oh,
the one in DC would be an anomaly. I wouldn't use that.
It's actually straight up similar. If you're wanting to be in the nosebleeds, it's about $70. However, if you want to be out of the nosebleeds and even into just the 100s, you're going to be spending an absolute minimum. Well, if you want limited view seats, you can get it for $134. But if you want, to actually see the action, it's going to be $200 almost minimum.
I wouldn't use the... Are you using DC or are you using the one in January?
December, Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, I was using Cena's last match in Boston. That's not what I wanted.
Oh, no, that's God. A fluke. I wouldn't use those numbers.
That isn't what I want. But what I would consider the next event. Oh, ye gods. The absolute cheapest you get in the door is $350.
$350. What?
For nosebleeds, section 424, row O.
Or what? What event?
Oh, Saturday night's main event, John Cena's last match.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Are there any floor seats available?
Yes. Oh, wait, what? Whoa. Is this accurate?
Talk to me, bad boy.
Oh, okay. No, it is not accurate. Oh, God. Floor seats. Yes, there are floor seats available. I was looking at the wrong thing. The absolute cheapest floor seat is $2,000.
But you know what, though? I will say this, though. See, an event like that, I get and I understand.
Yes.
I understand this.
And if you want to be on camera all night, the absolute cheapest floor seat is $4,000.
Okay.
And that would be essentially fifth row.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna get worse before it gets better.
Yes.
Okay. But the thing is right now, until fans stop going, the prices will not go down.
Yeah.
Okay. And as we've said before multiple times, and this, by the way, is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, stories of the year, which we'll talk about, you know, in about 7 weeks' time, 6 or 7 mm-hmm. weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that wrestling is so hot right now, this is getting to the point, wrestling has now become the NFL, the NBA, baseball, hockey, all major sports where it is insane to get into the stadium. You can barely, I mean, my father and I did not go to a baseball game this year. It's too expensive. I'm not working. I can't, unless I won free tickets, I don't go. I went to one. It's tough. Wrestling fans right now, they need to support independent wrestling.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
They really do.
I'm just going to take a look here. Sorry, I'm going to go a little bit back to a little forward. I want to see, for example, how much it's going to cost me, say, for a random game to go to Detroit. Okay, that's not it. They're not. Oh, yeah, that. Are they even selling that stuff yet? Nope, they're not. Okay, I'm getting too far ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe I'm getting too far ahead anyway.
Good news, bad news thing. The good news is that WWE is now on par with the rest of the major sports in America.
Yeah.
The bad news is everything that comes with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things we've had this discussion multiple times, and you know, I'll continue to die on this hill. A lot of the reasons why wrestling fans were wrestling fans is because you could actually go. You could afford to go.
Yep.
And you know, now it's. Just it's next to impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The show that I went to, the one show I went to this year in May, 2 weeks after Aleister came back, I still paid close to $200, but it was like a deep discount a couple of days before the show, just because they wanted the seat filled.
Yep.
And I just, it just irritates me that for that same price, for that $200, and yeah, back in my day, but $200 used to be, you know, floor seats or lower bowl seats at a pay-per-view. $200, you could get 3 people in for TV. $200 is a 4-pack for a house show. It's insane. It's beyond belief, but it's one of those things that WWE is going to look at us and say, well, you're going to tell us that we're not allowed to make money. They're not wrong. We're just saying that one of the reasons that you got the great attendance and you got the great crowds was because they could afford it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this is weeding out the smarks that would buy tickets just to go in there and be stupid. I don't think that's why they're doing this.
Of course not. They do it because they can in the best way possible. Now, in Greenville, South Carolina, as we move on a little bit, because we can talk about this forever, a couple of things happened. Cody Rhodes said, "Drew, you're behind me." And then Aleister Black said, "Come with me down to the dark forest of Black Magic with my new pixie, Zelina." And by the way, that shot with her comes up. Genius. Chef's kiss, by the way.
Oh, no. Brilliant. It's beautiful. But you know me. Any of the supernatural stuff that they do tickles me.
Yes. So, in the main event match, Drew McIntyre didn't take well to that. Beat the shit out of the referee, yeah, which caused Nick Aldis to suspend him.
Yep.
AKA, right?
Yeah, go shoot your movie. Now, Aldis, that's an awful deep suspension for Drew McIntyre beating up the TNA ref. I mean, I hope some of that was because he disrupted a title, disrupted what might have been a test title match, if not a real title match. Damn it, Aleister. But, you know, nobody else got in trouble. Damian Priest didn't get in trouble for jumping in. The match was thrown out, so they never got another referee out there. Meanwhile, nobody's going to notice that Dan Angler probably has a broken everything.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Charlotte Flair made People magazine today.
How so?
Because of... Whoops.
Because the screen went black. The screen went black. And Boo popped out.
Yep. The thing is...
And when
when the screen came back up, her nipple was still showing.
Yeah. Yeah, she still wasn't quite fully adjusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the match was going on, and all of a sudden, woo!
Yep.
Yep. Woo indeed.
And as we said earlier, Chelsea Green is a double champion, and Ethan Page and her are gold, really gold. They're awesome together.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Give me more of that.
And of course, I love the Ilya Gargano. Dragunov Gargano chomp a bit. That was so good.
Yeah, because obviously awesome. Ilya is scared of Ciampa, hence why he's not giving him what he wants.
No, I think Ilya is more like playing with Ciampa. Because Ilya's a sadist and is more than happy to take on all the pain that Ciampa's going to give him when they do finally face off. Because it's like, I accept your challenge. I accept the challenge. But from him. And Ciampa's like, murder, death, kill. Murder, death, kill. I was waiting for Ciampa to actually come out and disrupt the match.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, Ron Cena was trying to get into the tournament, sneaking in there. That was pretty funny.
Trying to sneak his balls in.
That was just silly.
Yes.
Silly, too silly. But you're not even in the match. You know what? My bad. Actually, I think he is in the match. Just, you know, and Aldis was like, wait, what?
So who do you think the surprise person is going to be? I'm thinking Hendry myself.
Which would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Chris Jericho's been making noises in that general direction, but I don't know where they are contract-wise with that. A couple of places are saying that Edge wasn't even being considered. I don't believe that. But that's, I don't know what he's trying.
Because we put it to you this way. Remember when anybody who saw WWE Unreal earlier this year, with the John Cena heel turn, for whatever it was kept to a minimum of people. Cody, Paul, Rock, I believe Heyman, and Triple H, right? And Nick Khan, okay. I think. Something like six people. If Edge is going to be in the tournament, this is who knows about it. Cena, Nick Khan, Triple H, Edge, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And admittedly, one more person should have to know in case they have to, you know, plan something out the day of, and that's LA Knight.
So it's, you know, I think Hendry is a great choice. Somebody sent me that was posted in the chat of Joe Hendry's entrance sung in Spanish, I think it was. I've got my tinfoil hat on, but that's not going to happen.
No, he ain't going to be around. He's going to be beaten up.
Though, admittedly, going and doing a spot match at WWE sounds like a fucking vacation compared to what he does over in AEW. So,
yeah,
you know, and honestly, you know how I feel about Mox, but he's been at least 18 months too much on the TV.
Yeah. No, I agree. And you know how hard it is for me to say that. But
it's just, but I'm thinking it's more Joe Hendry or somebody from NXT.
I think it'd be kind of fun if it was Javon Evans.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
That boy, Bouncy?
He is Bouncy. He's definitely, yes. I mean, I'm just trying to see if I've missed anything, per se, but we'll keep looking right now as we... Although, by the way, you know, AEW was trying to do some cute vignettes online, and it's pretty fun. It's pretty interesting.
In the Office?
How so?
Yes.
Talk about the office ones.
Yes. Oh, I don't know if we have talked about this yet on the air, but have we talked about the Braun Strowman eating show?
No, we have not.
We've touched on it, but we really haven't talked about it.
Yep.
Okay, so let's, shall we? So Braun Strowman has a program, which, by the way, is fully affiliated with the WWE now, okay? Because Triple H and Lee Finning produced it. He's been mentioned on, you know, multiple shows, you know? And there's two parts to the show. Okay. The first part is he goes to a city, and the cities have been Fort Worth, Washington, Orlando, Vegas, and next week will be Chicago. He goes to one restaurant, which is like a local legend, and eats some of the food there. And then the second one, he will give, you know, he will go to this offbeat restaurant and then order, as he puts it, everything on the menu, right?
Yeah.
And he will choose what the bite is that is the champion of the show. But I'm watching this, and there are a couple of episodes online, Fat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
This is an absolute fun show for what it absolutely is, okay? It's a big man eating a boatload of food and talking about it intelligently.
Mm.
It's fun.
Okay.
It is a big meaty man eating lots of meat.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Big E. But yeah, this is, you know, country boy food porn.
Mm-hmm.
He's having way too much fun. But then again, anybody who, you know, who hasn't joked about going someplace and actually doing that?
Yep.
Right.
So, show looks like fun. I have a couple of episodes. I might have a couple of episodes on my DVR. If not, I'm going to go look a little harder for it. Because I've seen clips from the Orlando show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know of Beefy King. I've never been there. But I know the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, saw those sandwiches. Those sandwiches were pretty freaking good.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Orlando for a decade. I might not have ever gotten there, but I know the place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, he also hit DC at a place that I wanted to go to. It was not in my the Ben's Soul Food, or the Ben's Hot Dogs, the Ben's Chili Dogs, that place.
Okay.
But let's just talk serious for a second. Does this mean that Braun Strowman may come back as an attraction in WWE, or is this a way to keep him just in the fold?
I'm going to call column A, column B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He has not formally retired from wrestling, but he does have outstanding neck issues. So anything he does in the ring is going to be super, super, super limited. So he would be an attraction. So they're giving him something like the Big E deal.
Mm-hmm.
That they're giving him something, they've got him something to do, something that he's knowledgeable about, something that he loves, and something that he can do, he does very well. And that's E.
Mm-hmm.
Something that if Ryback had not completely gone off the deep end, I think would have been doing that show himself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. And Strowman's got a, you know, really big sense of humor. We get to see the person. I mean, after all, you know, I was watching random wrestling videos, and they mentioned a dumb storyline where Shane McMahon spent most of the time talking about how stupid Strowman was. I think this was during the pandemic during the pandemic stuff, and this is where Brain Strowman came from.
Brain Strowman?
He came out dressed. He looked like he looked like a reject from Right to Censor. He was wearing a white shirt, you know, white dress shirt, dress slacks, and glasses, and called himself Brain Strowman.
Was that for just one episode?
It was one bit.
Okay.
But the fact that Strowman was pretty much just a monster, you know, a monster when it came to WWE. He wasn't there for his mic skills. He was there to wreck shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to see his real name just flew out of my head. Adam Scherer?
Adam Scherer, yes.
Okay. So we actually get to see Adam Scherer.
Yeah. And Adam Scherer's a smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's a smart dude. He's a great big teddy bear. Then again, the bigger the guys are,
gentler giants they are, yes.
Usually.
Yes. Usually.
But, yeah, but by the way, just check it out. It's fun. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think we should sell some soap, myself.
Yeah.
And I know you're all tired, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Josh, we'll start. You know what? I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
And a little bit of, we'll do It Was a Thing, and I'll talk about the BS, shall we?
Yes, because It Was a Thing on TV this week was relatively light. It was just the 50 worst TV shows of all time re-ranked. As per those three guys, they each provided their own ranking. And, yeah, two of them said Jerry Springer. I mean, yes and no, I understand why they said it, but I don't agree with them. Because I honestly believe it's another talk show that should have been hit. Because, yes, it felt like it was more exploitative of relationships. And that would be Maury.
Yeah.
There's an interesting documentary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting...
Fights, Camera, Action.
Yeah, Fights, Camera, Action. It's on Netflix. If you want to check out the Jerry Springer show, it's an interesting documentary, to say the least. Yeah, Fights, Camera, Action. And there was wasn't there an actual murder based on this one, or was it? It was, wasn't there?
On Maury? No.
No, Jerry Springer.
I don't know if it was Jerry Springer or Jenny Jones, because Jenny Jones absolutely did.
I think it was Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones had one too. Let me look. I know we're going a little off topic here, but it's fascinating.
Okay.
I'm thinking Jenny Jones and the saying that this one dude was gay and that ended
up something.
Yes.
I was right about this, yes.
Como se are por qué no los dos? Why yes. not both? Yeah, this was another one. Yeah, not a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. But again, check that out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the worst show on TV. There are others that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would actually think the one about the UPN, about the slave, the one about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of glad I missed that one.
It was called Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer.
Youch. That one was a nightmare, too. All three of those guys rated it very high.
Mm-hmm.
We could have also said, Heil, Honey, I'm Home, but... Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my God! The guy who played in that thing, the guy who played President Lincoln, was, oh, my God, the chief.
Dan Florek.
On SVU. Yeah.
On Law & Order. Help, he touched me inappropriately. Division.
Show me on the tackling dummy where you were inappropriately touched.
Yes, but yes. The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer was a 4-weeker burn.
But yeah,
so
over on the
yeah,
BS.
That, and also just a note: last week, Nick Nax, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Next week will be the History of Nicktoon, or the next episode will be History of Nicktoons. Hopefully that's before the end of the year, but I'm not holding my breath. BS time.
Got it.
BS time. Mid-season awards are out. I know you're not exactly liking football right now, Nikki.
I appreciate the update. I wasn't able to watch the rest of the game. I hated football when I showed up. Do I still hate football?
Which football? The Florida State, you mean?
Yeah, they were losing to Clemson when I got here.
Well, let me check the scores while we're at it here. No, but I was talking about the Detroit Lions, and it's a wide open berth at MVP, believe it or not. There's a lot of surprising teams, and you'll have to listen as to what we picked about that. And of course, we preview week 10 action as we have, I believe, a game in Berlin this morning coming up.
Was?
Yeah. That's sorry. Right, I believe. There's a Berlin game.
Oh, yes. There is a Berlin game coming up tomorrow morning.
Sorry, I'm that's not right. getting up so for that.
It's Atlanta and India at technically at Indianapolis, but Indianapolis don't get a home game for that.
No, by the way, they lost 24-10.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Yeah, indeed. Over at WLTI, we are, you know, we're in November sweeps. We talk Survivor, we talk Amazing Race, we talk Jeopardy, we all the big game show news over the past 7 days. As we head towards the best and worst of everything in about 8 weeks from now, thereabouts. It's actually 7 weeks now. Nikki, your artist shout-outs, if you would.
Yes, one moment, please. I should be better prepared, but I am just so white.
Effing tired?
Yeah.
70 hours of doing anything would wipe you out.
Yes.
70 hours of something you really don't want to be doing on the regular? Does worse. Quick shout out, of course, to Jimmy Claudier, who's still hiding in the Hampton Hotel, trying not to tap out to her job. We miss you, dear. We'd love to have you on the show. Obligatory shout out to Oniwamba Shu, who is a wonderful artist on Twitter. She does a lot of political stuff as well. But if you're just looking for her artwork, Tumblr. Tumblr and DeviantArt, Safer Work stuff, I promise. She also has a card account for commissions. I think she's still going to be on the expensive side, but she's worth it. Her stuff is amazing. Dozer draws at Little Baby. Let's see if he is... I don't see any information about... commissions. You'll probably have better luck finding them on Blue Sky, but if you like something wholesome for your fan art, check him out. He's a little on the expensive side, but very, very easy to work with. Definitely worth it. Anime plus wrestling equals Ultanad, who you can find on Instagram, or go to Heyman Hustle on Twitter. You'll see most of it. Nahul Tahes on Twitter has multiple art styles, but his anime stuff's a lot of fun. Check his stuff out. Noberto Gaitan. Let me see what he's got up recently. Let's see. Recent pictures include Hyper Misao, Io Sky, and let's see. Ooh, and a tribute picture for Jushin Thunder Liger. Nice. Reasonable rates. Love his stuff. People can get me fan art for Christmas. You already know the couple people you need to put in it. If you are doing any kind of fan art, no matter what, you know, wrestling, anime, take your pick. Pay well, but not in advance. Ask for work in progress. We need to weed out the AI people. Stay in constant contact during the whole process. Completed work, pay well, post everywhere you do a social media, and credit the artist so that A, they can get more customers, and B, might flush out some of the AI people who'll go, hey, that's a really cool picture. I can draw something like that for you. Don't do it. Those are the AI guys. I don't really have too much else to say because Supercard is going to blow up next week with Season 12 launching. A couple new game modes, at least three new tiers. Goofy. And I'm running out of room for the cards I currently have. So, but that will change.
Oh, I have one more piece of news regarding that, regarding WWE 2K26 they just announced.
Okay.
Because the final DLC pack is the Saturday Night Main Event pack. Okay?
Okay.
Which is Jesse the Body Ventura, who, by the way, is no longer with the company.
Yep.
Junkyard Dog, Walt, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Sid Justice, and Tito Santana.
Cool.
Okay. So they're saying that 2K26 is going to be fourth quarter for them, which is first quarter 2026.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to guess who the cover artist is very soon. Oh God. Should it be Punk? Should it be?
It's been again? 13 years since he last had one.
It would be appropriate if it's 13 years.
Yeah.
Because the only other person, there's only a couple other people I could think of that I would put on the cover. I would love to see Stephanie Vaquer on a cover.
Okay.
LA Knight isn't quite there, but he, you know, maybe not this year, maybe a year, if he's still around in next year or two. Roman's had his recent cover. Yeah, I can't think of too many other people right this second, but I'm as tired as you are, Stat Boy.
Because the cover athlete for 23 was Cena, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look. And yes, it is. Sorry, I actually had a look at my copy of WWE 2K23. 24 was Cody, alongside Bianca.
Five was Roman, right?
Yeah. Roman by himself. Or not Roman by himself, but it was Roman and Heyman. I do believe.
Right, Roman and Heyman. 22 was Mysterio. No 2K21 because 2K20
was Becky and Roman. 20 was Roman and Becky.
But it was with the great commercials in the mansion, which was very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, Cena has had two covers in 15 and 23. Punk, as you said, was 13. He hasn't even had a 2K one yet.
Okay. I could have sworn Cena had more than just those two. 2011, if you want to get weird with it.
2010.
That would have been with Show and Miz.
Right.
2008, where he shared the cover with Taker and Lashley.
2010 with Edge, Undertaker, Cena, Orton, and Mysterio.
Yeah. Essentially, I would expect there to... And 2006 with Batista. 2007 as a background with... oh, you gods.
Cena, Batista, Rey, Tori... And Tori Wilson, and Triple H.
And then, after 2011, you get to the WWE series.
I gotta if my money is right, it feels like Punk to me.
Yeah.
Really does.
And Cena will get a specialty cover.
There'll be a special edition, yes.
Yeah, and chances are it will include essentially a smattering of his best matches, including his retirement match in December.
Unless they do a full Cena again in 26 with the whole retirement bit.
Yeah. there's a possibility they could do that as the season bit.
It'll be great. So
yeah,
there's that.
So, right. On top of all that, there really isn't too much else because we're right here. So for Jason Block, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week, where we might be a little more awake to continue to talk about this wild and crazy world we call wrestling.